The Syrian premier arrives in Tehran for a three-day official visit. Razi Medical Sciences Festival commends top researchers in Tehran. CBI chief says liquidity growth in the past 12 months has hit 22.1%. And protesters in Pakistan call for the dissolution of the government for a third day. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome. Heading a high-ranking politico-economic delegation, Syrian Prime Minister Wael Nader Halghi arrived in Tehran, where he was accorded an official welcome by First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi. Afterwards, the two officials sat for talks when the Iranian vice president expressed optimism that the Syrian nation will come out victorious in the face of the plots instigated by the West and the Zionist regime. Rahimi noted that the Islamic Republic favors any initiative which helps the end of violence in Syria while protecting the country's national integrity. For his part, the Syrian premier appreciated Tehran's support for the Syrian government since the start of the unrest and crisis in the Arab country. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has rewarded 34 tops at Razi Medical Sciences Research Festival in Tehran.
دکتر عبدالرضا حاجی پور محقق برگزیده رتبه سوم گروه علوم پایه.
Ahmadinejad told participants that Iran's scientific production in the health sector is a source of pride, adding the achievements should be compared to those of the best of the world to trigger more advancement. The president also said that Iran will unveil 30 recombinant drugs in a month, while the number of recombinant drugs is just 170 globally. Ahmadinejad added Iran can become the chief hub of recombinant drugs in the future, adding medicine and medical equipment trade is worth $370 billion globally. The chief executive also said traditional medicine has an old history in Iran, which is home to some 1,700 different herbs. He also pledged government support for researchers to make the huge potential of herbs a source of exports and proposed the establishment of a hospital that focuses on traditional medicine. Governor of the Central Bank of Iran, Mahmoud Bahmani, says liquidity growth in the past 12 months has hit 22.1%. Bahmani told reporters that the CBI has absorbed some $2 billion in liquidity through selling bonds over the past month. The CBI chief said the inflation rate for the 12 months to December 21st has been 27.4%. Bahmani also said Iran has enough foreign currency in the countries that buy its oil, adding businessmen have been asked to make their purchases in those countries to ease foreign currency transfers. The top banker further said $45 billion have also been reserved in the National Development Fund that will cover domestic foreign currency needs. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast says Tehran expects Pakistan to step up efforts to counter terrorism following the recent terrorist attacks on Pakistani Shias. Mehmanparast said in his weekly news briefing that all regional countries should cooperate to uproot the phenomenon of terrorism. The spokesman also warned the countries behind arms shipments aimed at fueling conflicts in Syria will fail in their plots. Mehmanparast further said protecting the lives of civilians requires an end to clashes and foreign intervention in the country, stressing only elections represent Syrians' will. Meanwhile, Mehman Parast drew on the upcoming talks between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency on Wednesday, saying the negotiations will be held in Tehran within a technical and legal framework. He also expressed hopes the negotiations conclude as soon as possible, with recognition of Iran's full nuclear rights in line with bilateral agreements. Officials from Iran, Afghanistan and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees got together in Tehran for a meeting of the Tripartite Commission of the Joint Program on Voluntary Repatriation of Afghan Refugees. According to official figures, some 850,000 registered Afghan refugees are currently living in Iran. On the sidelines of the two-day meeting, Iran's Deputy Interior Minister Ali Abdullahi said over 280,000 Afghan students are studying at Tehran, that is, at Iranian schools, 3,600 attend universities in the country, while at least 15,000 more have already graduated from the Iranian academic centers. Meanwhile, UNHCR representative in Iran, Bernard Doyle, appreciated Iran's sincere services to the Afghan and the Iraqi refugees in the country.
Afghan and the Iraqi refugees have access to the schools in this country in the same way as the Iranian population. And this is a very, very important contribution for the future of Afghanistan, because when these refugees voluntarily return to their home country, they will return with this precious gift of education. And I would really like to thank sincerely the government and the people of Iran for having shared this precious gift with their neighbors.
Pakistan's top judge Tuesday ordered the arrest of Prime Minister Raja Pervez Ashraf over corruption allegations. Chief Justice Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry ordered the arrest of 16 people accused in graft allegations over power generation projects in 2010 and told them to appear in court on Thursday. The Supreme Court order came as thousands of people, led by cleric Tahir al-Ghadri, demonstrated close to the parliament on the third day of a mass protest march, demanding the immediate dissolution of the government. Police fired tear gas during isolated clashes at a protest rally in Islamabad, where thousands of people demanded a peaceful revolution and the dissolution of parliament. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says although the fiscal cliff deal made some progress in resolving the nation's debt problem, we're not out of the woods yet. Bernanke also told the University of Michigan that raising the debt ceiling merely gives the government the ability to pay its existing bills.
It's very, very important. All these issues are important, but it's very, very important that Congress take necessary action to raise the debt ceiling to avoid a situation where our government doesn't pay its bills. I should hasten to say that we are not out of the woods because we are approaching a number of other fiscal critical watersheds coming up.
Now let's update you on some other news in brief. Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi has met Hamas political bureau member Emad al-Alami and his accompanying delegation in Tehran. During the meeting, Salehi and al-Alami reviewed the latest developments in Palestine and the whole region. Salehi reiterated Iran's all-out support for the Palestinian resistance against the Israeli regime. He added Iran uses its full political prowess, especially as the rotating chair of the non-aligned movement, to shore up the Palestinian issue in international level. Al-Alami in turn hailed Iran's unflagging support for the Palestinians and called for continuing consultations with Iran. A train carrying military conscripts derailed southwest of Cairo, killing 19 people and wounding 107, highlighting the country's chronic transport problems. The train was taking young recruits from South Egypt to a military camp in Cairo when two carriages went off the rails shortly after midnight. Rescuers extracted survivors and bodies from the twisted heap of metal on the side of the rail. The accident is the latest in a string of transport disasters plaguing Egypt and comes just 2 weeks after a new transport minister was appointed. German police say robbers have dug a 30-meter tunnel into the safe deposit room of a Berlin bank and escaped with their haul, setting a fire as they left to cover their tracks. A Berlin police spokesman said the tunnel led from an underground garage into the bank's safe deposit room. The spokesman added the tunnel is very professional and must have taken weeks or even months to complete. It was elaborately constructed and even had ceiling supports. Broken bones in humans and animals are painful and often take months to heal. Studies conducted by Swedish researchers managed to significantly shorten the healing time and revolutionize the course of fracture treatment. They have developed a glue that can act as a plaster for complicated bone fractures, which could dramatically improve the patient's recovery time. The researchers at Stockholm's Royal Institute of Technology believe it eliminates the need for metal plates and screws, resulting in faster, safer, and easier operations. The ninth stage of the 2013 edition of Dakar Rally was held in Argentina at the end of the 852-kilometer car race from Tucumán to Córdoba. Spanish driver Nani Roma finished first. In the overall standings, Stefan Peterhansel from France is on the lead, followed by drivers from South Africa and Russia. In the meantime, Cyril Depray won the ninth stage of the motorcycling race, while Ruben Faria from Portugal kept his overall lead. That's it for this edition of Arab English News. Thanks for tuning in. Weather report is up. Bye-bye.